call a meeting to order. Approval of minutes. They look good to me. So I make a motion to approve.
I already did.
Oh, you did? Oh, I seconded it. Second. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All of us. Procedure for tree commission public hearings.
Public forum first. I don't think we have anyone who wants to speak, but we normally make sure that we on the agenda.
What do you mean?
Yeah, item three.
Public forum open to guests. Oh, if anyone here is wanting to speak about something not on the agenda, feel free to come up and speak about it. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Proceeding. Procedure for tree commission public hearings.
Item four. Is.
Any announcements? Liaison reports? We don't have a council liaison.
Yeah, he's absent.
Parks liaison.
Yeah. It's not about parks. You may have already discussed this. I wanted to just quickly note the passing of Tom Myers, longtime arborist, and he was a tree commissioner for some time. And owned Upper Limit Tree Service, which that's where I got my start many years ago. So, yeah, those of us who knew him will miss him. Died 2 weeks ago at age 68.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tom Myers,
longtime Upper Limit.
And wow.
That's a shame.
How old was he?
68. Mm-hmm. Almost 69. Yeah.
From what I heard he was a tree commissioner for a long time, too. That's just what I heard. But.
Yeah, he got a... Just this spring, he found cancer in his brain, and then that went pretty fast from there, about 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was... So... Yeah, always sad when someone goes.
Yeah, especially that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Is someone continuing to run the business of Upper Lumen? Or that already passed into other hands?
Yeah.
It's sold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, do you have any?
Yeah, just one quick item. There was a memo that was received or was sent from the mayor and Kelly Matting to all staff liaisons to all commissions. And it was basically a reminder that annual reports to the council should focus on accomplishments rather than advocacy. That's the broad strokes of it. And I will forward this out to the tree commissioners for you guys to review. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Third time. Procedure for tree commission public hearings. This is the time and place for the tree commission review portion of the land use public hearing. If you wish to speak at the hearing, please keep your comments and testimony limited in scope to issues, comments, or concerns pertaining to the landscaping and trees. The following procedure will be used in this hearing. The public hearing will be opened, and those interested in stating their positions regarding the matter to be considered will be invited forward to speak. During the public hearing portion, all who wish to give testimony regarding the specific application are encouraged to do so. If you wish to speak for, against, or comment in any way, please come forward to the table at the appropriate time, give your name, address, which apparently the address isn't needed.
Correct.
And make your statement. At the beginning of the public hearing, staff will present its report on the action and conditions of approval. At this time, commissioners will have the opportunity to ask staff questions. After the staff report, the applicants and the applicant's representatives will have 15 minutes to present the proposal. The commissioners may ask questions of the applicant or the applicant's representatives without affecting the 15 minutes allocated to the applicant's presentation. Other members of the audience will be allowed to speak regarding the application and shall be limited to 5 minutes each. At the chair's discretion. Those wishing to testify shall be called forward and give testimony. The staff will then be given an opportunity to respond to any question of the commission or any matter which has been raised. The applicant will then have 5 minutes of rebuttal time, after which the public hearing portion will be closed. That's the recommended thing we've got to read.
Based on the applicants who are represented, I suggest that we skip the first two items on the Type 1 reviews and go to Harrison Street first.
So no one from 70 Water Street or 512 Walker?
Correct.
Okay.
Wow.
So Lithia Way?
Harrison Street.
Harrison.
The third Type 1.
That's the second on our packet, but...
There it is. Okay.
Oh, not third. Sorry.
Now call to order, planning action, PAT1, 2019-64, 176 Harrison. Owner applicant Richard Anderson. Description: a request for site design review approval for a second dwelling unit and solar setback exception to construct a two-story garage with a residential unit on the secondary story. The application also includes a tree removal permit to remove a 25-inch Modesto ash that is causing damage to the foundation and causing cracking in the walls of the residence. Site visit staff report.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, this is the planning action is largely related to an ARU that's being requested. We're handling it concurrently with the tree removal that's indicated on the site plan. Your packet includes photographs of the tree in question and damage to the foundation and a site plan, and I would defer any other questions to the applicant if they're here.
Cool. I didn't see this property in my packet because the title's down at the very bottom.
Okay.
But did anyone else go and check out the site?
Yeah.
Okay.
I checked it out.
All right. You guys want to come up and present your story?
Okay.
Proposal.
So the Modesto ash is sort of at the southeast corner of the property. And when we bought the property, it had pretty much busted up the patio that was behind us. And we've replaced that, but over the years, the tree has continued to grow and has continued to push up the corner of the property. So we had remodeled the house, and just recently we've noticed that there have been some cracks that have opened up the walls. And have done some checking on the ceiling line and noticed that it's been pushed up as much as an inch and a half. So it's been doing a pretty good job at the corner of the property. So we'd like to remove it. Eventually, we'd like to replace it with some kind of a smaller tree that would help continue to provide shade back there. This is also be depending on my neighbor has planted three trees in their backyard, and they might actually grow up and solve the problem for us. So we'll see how that works in the future. But right now, the biggest concern is to solve the problem that's causing damage to the house.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is the building of the two-story garage and residential unit, is that require the removal of the ash?
No, it doesn't.
And what's the solar setback exception? What's the...
The structure is tall enough that it's actually casting a higher than accepted shadow on a neighbor's property to the north. Mm-hmm. So they have a garage and a driveway, and it's casting a little bit of a shadow onto their driveway area, more than was acceptable. So we have to apply for a variance.
Well, that's not our domain anyway.
Right.
Well, I'm curious about that, too. Yeah, I mean, if it was... are they cool with that?
Yeah. No, we've gone to them first to get permission from them.
Yeah,
and cool. We've gone through that process. So that's awesome. What applied for.
Okay.
We had a notary sign their approval.
Nice.
So this is basically just about the ash.
Yeah. We're just processing concurrently, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, and while we're on the subject, there is a a box elder tree that's on our neighbor's property. There'll have to be some trimming because it's hanging over our house, and the branches are kind of scraping on the house. I don't know what the long-term solution is. It may be that it needs to be replaced,
but
we're not applying for an application of that.
It's a tree, but it's growing.
Legally, you can prune anything over the imaginary line, the property line, vertically up from there. But if you are going to do any pruning, I would talk to them first. And have some.
We've already done one bit of pruning on it, and when we do it again, we'll talk to them about it.
Cool.
I'm just afraid it's aesthetically it's not pleasing. We'd like to do something that maintains its integrity, but the way that it's growing, I don't know what we're thinking about at this time.
Is that a single residential unit that it's growing on?
Well, it's.
It's not an apartment. So
it's not an apartment. It's
just a single
family that owns the home, but it's right at the front near the alley.
So they probably
not really
don't
near their house
get
at all.
Permission from
they
us.
Do.
This oh,
is
they
all,
do.
Yeah, this is all zoned R2, and so those the exception you're referring to only exists in R1. There are some cases where it can apply to R2, but it's I won't get us into the weeds with that.
No,
but again, that'd be a separate application.
Yeah.
Have you had, for instance, your remodel contractor, you got a new second unit, has they determined that this tree is actually causing the cracking?
Well, I'm doing the remodel in the second unit.
Oh,
I did the
okay.
remodel in the first unit.
And it's clear that it's like...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I mean, what I saw when I visited it.
And that's the
it's
foundation.
A problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What happens when you remove a tree like that? Does the house just settle back down again?
Probably not, because the worms and things kind of fill all the voids. And it would probably never go back to, I'd imagine.
It just stopped lifting it.
Yeah.
In the future.
I might have to do some digging to try to get it to settle back down again.
Okay.
I don't have any more questions. Cool. So, thanks.
Thank you.
The way I feel about it is Modesto Ash is not the primo species around here. They get like anthracnose and the leaves fall off all the time. And I haven't seen the tree, but to me it doesn't seem like a super kick butt tree. It's definitely cracking the foundation, which would be a huge concern for me. The drywall you can patch, but the foundation is like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to make a motion, but how does everyone else feel?
I agree. I mean, I think the tree's a problem, and it's also, and I don't think it was mentioned in here, but it seems dangerous to me. I mean, it's like I've got a pretty strong wing.
Looks like it has included bark, too, in the, the big... Main fork there.
I agree. I
pretty poor structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the application as submitted with the recommendation that the tree be mitigated by a tree of their choice.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You done this? Cool. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming too. Not everyone shows up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So are you
Lithia Way?
Lithia Way. Okay, let's move on to Lithia Way. The last in the packet. I now call to order Plan in Action T2 2019-10. 185 and 197 Lithia Way. Applicant owner Randy Jones dash First Place Partners LLC. Description: a request for a site. Does this have anything related to trees?
Yeah. If you don't want to read the blurb, I'm more than happy to give you a more informal staff report.
That would be great.
Yeah, that's fine. Sometimes the blurbs, especially, can get a little long with these more complicated reviews. This is a Oh, sorry, I was thinking of that one. We're on this one. So, this is a project that was previously approved a number of years ago. It, then...
How many years ago?
I'm sorry? I believe it was at least 4 or 5 years ago when this was previously approved.
Okay.
Development was on pause for reasons that I can't speak to, and now it is coming back through again for approval of basically a modification of what was previously approved. I believe it's 34 residential units, and essentially what the Tree Commission here is considering is its recommendation of approval of the landscaping plan associated with it. I believe, and the applicant can correct me, that all of the street trees related to this are already in place and were planted with the West Plaza. Is that correct, sir?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so we're basically, it's already been approved, but there's...
No. So, perhaps I misspoke. It has previously received approval.
Okay.
It is coming through now as a new application because the previous approval has lapsed, and there are some modifications to it that don't really affect anything with regards to...
The trees?
Well, it's a modified landscaping plan. But bottom line is, the proposal has changed enough and the approval has lapsed so that they're going through the process again.
Okay.
And what you guys are getting ready to do is make a recommendation for approval or denial to the Planning Commission of the landscaping plan associated with this development.
Okay.
Because there are exceptions to...
No, because when something goes through a site design review, you guys get a weigh in on the landscaping plan.
Okay.
There is another issue.
Okay.
Cool.
This is the property with that very interesting concrete lifting I was mentioning before.
Yeah,
it is.
On
totally.
The back.
Yeah.
The sidewalk that you've got back here.
Is there something lifting?
Yeah, one of these slabs has, I don't know how, because it doesn't look like the plant's done it, it's just totally lift up, so there's a... You're going to have to trim the concrete back by about this much to get it just to fall back down.
Oh,
it's very weird.
We'll just replace it. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about it before, because it was a weird sidewalk lift.
Yeah, it's the old Copeland Lumber block. Cool. Present your proposal.
Jerome White, Kistler Small White Architects, 253 North 3rd Street, Ashland, Oregon. So I can briefly, so basically the reason it did lapse, the application lapsed, and what's happened is that basically the exterior of the building, we're keeping the exterior of the building, and an interesting thing developed between OSF and the developer to get the building built, which is great, because the developer wasn't going to build it because of cost.
Oh, pardon me, does anyone need to recuse themselves for this?
Regarding OSF, okay. Isn't the applicant, they're going to be a tenant.
Yeah, well, just there's a number of professionals on the Tree Commission, and sometimes we have to recruit ourselves in case we're financially involved. So, anyway, sorry, I forgot to bring that up in the last.
So, basically, all of the improvements, with the exception, here are the two lots that we're going to be dealing with. Mm-hmm. All the street trees are in along here, they were put in as part of the original subdivision. And the building of this building here, Plaza West. So all this landscaping is in with the exception of this strip here and these little planters here and one little one there. And that's what we're showing here. So there's been no change to that. And so we're just coming back with the same plan, same landscaping. And as I said, the trees are installed, but there is an issue with these trees that I want to talk about.
On the Lithia Way side?
Yeah, so okay. Basically the construction is going to be contained within this area, so no trees, you know, you see that fence that's there now, basically where the fence is going to be.
Okay.
However, it just came to my attention with the new builder who's on board that, see, originally we thought we'd be cutting about 3 feet of the sidewalk so that we can excavate. And the builder, and I know the soil's really good, but there's an OSHA requirement that's more stringent than it was 10 years ago that may require us to cut further.
To create a slope or something?
To create a safe zone for them to build the garage in the basement. So the trees, and this just came to my attention, so we didn't do a tree protection plan because the trees were going to be protected by the construction fencing that's already currently in place. So I would like to propose that in the event that the OSHA requirements require us to cut in further, that these trees be replaced of the same size.
How old are those trees?
Six years old, maybe. And this developer put them in.
Okay, and that's the cell covers that are in the grated?
They're within the side grate.
Yeah.
They're within the side
grate. In the grate.
In your proposal, was that you would have to take them out?
No, it wasn't. I hadn't anticipated.
Okay, but you might.
We may and we may not. They're going to do everything they can to not, but if the safety of the workers precludes or requires them to take them out, then we're going to have to take them.
And then you're
just going to replace exactly as shown here.
What?
And we do the same size and caliper. I think they're 5 years old.
Wow.
I think they were.
Did it say what they were?
If the request to remove those trees isn't in this, can he verbally make that, or does it need to be more formally?
So if that could be a condition that in the event.
Sure, I'd love to have it.
2 inches from that. If that could be a condition that in the event of the contractor requiring that, that they be replaced in kind.
Mm-hmm. So. Kat had a question to me, which was, if this was not part of the original application, can this be addressed? I'm fairly comfortable with it, that we can add that as a condition. I don't think anything he's asking for is unrealistic. The previous plan had been that the existence of the sidewalk was going to protect them, and obviously if standards have changed, I think it's perfectly reasonable to say, look, we know that this is something we're going to need to do in the course of construction.
I'm pushing for not.
May.
And I think the granite's, I think they haven't got, the contractor hasn't gotten in. The granite is really hard back there.
Yeah, it's a cliff.
So. So the angle of repose, we're going to get a geotech out there. He's going to give their recommendations.
Sure.
And then we'll know. But the previous building had no issues.
Yes. It would be nice not have to close off that sidewalk along there.
Yeah, they basically could drive a nail into the side of the granite.
But I don't think it's problematic for the Tree Commission to consider that and to preemptively grant that with the condition that, of course, they be replaced. And should that be problematic beyond me, we'll certainly be in touch with you and discuss process. I don't see it as a problem.
I'm totally good with that.
I just don't want it to happen and have to come back to you.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because sometimes these forms just need to be submitted and go through a process.
And then we'll come back with a tree. Well, they're not 6 inches diameter, but they're street trees.
Yeah.
So we'd have to come back with a tree removal in the event that tree removal permit.
Well, that's what we're saying. Maybe now we circumvent the necessity for that, for you having to come back if the need does arise, by having it included in this. Isn't that
as a condition?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
I think so. There's a chance that I might be wrong, and I'll certainly communicate to both the tree commissioner and the applicant.
Okay.
If that does turn into an issue, obviously we're not going to want to do anything to slow down your development.
Yeah.
But I will certainly let you know if there's any potential problem with that later this week.
Yeah. So our goal is to keep them.
Right.
And that's why we made the application the way we did.
Yep.
Okay.
And we didn't. I didn't anticipate that was going
to
be the case.
And you still don't necessarily expect to have to take them out, right?
No.
Yeah.
And the builder's going to do everything he can to not. But if it's worker safety, then
absolutely.
Now, it looks like you did note that in the application on the bottom of page 48. Street trees may need to be replaced.
And so the hopefully, like, the worst case scenario, well, not the worst case, but if you did have to come towards Lithia Way for OSHA standards to excavate, how many feet approximately?
I think
further than the 3 feet original?
I think we have a control zone, and we kind of planned for this.
I guess what I'm getting to is, what about the possibility of shoving everything north? Is there, like, infrastructure? Like, is that a street there?
There's a, yeah, that wouldn't be.
That would also run afoul to the design standards to build two lines in the development code.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be problematic.
You know, okay. There's a lot of infrastructure that's in this pad already.
We're talking about underground.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's already, it's actually in here already, replacement of street trees.
With the original application 5 years ago or whatever?
No, they were
this one.
In this packet.
Yeah. This one.
Oh, uh-huh.
Item 4 on page 48, replacement of street trees, existing street trees removed by development project shall be replaced by the developer with those from the street tree list. All street trees have been planted in conjunction with Plaza West. The applicant may have to replace some of the previously installed street trees in the public right-of-way on Lithia Way along some of the sidewalk to allow applicant to safely excavate for new building footings. In such event, the applicant will replace the street trees with trees on the street tree list approved by the Ashland Tree Commission.
So the previous builder didn't think it was an issue. This builder does, the new builder. And they think he may have gotten away with something. The other one.
Okay, and then back to the other part of the application, or our decision-making ability about the landscaping. And it looks like there's three trees in the
proposed
to the north there, like in that north swath. Or what are all the new trees?
You're going to have to tell me. R-H-A-M?
That's the list right there. Yeah.
So there's a
Raphael Lippus.
Yetta Hawthorne. No, that's... Sorry. Zelkova.
So these are trees, and then all those are trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's actually five trees in the back that will be added, and then these trees.
And then, Eric, you know your trees way better than this. Yeah.
These are
okay.
These are doing great. They're growing like crazy.
No kidding.
These soil.
Not quite so well.
So I don't know whether there's the soil problem over there or
existing.
What?
Everything in the
these were so small when they were put in.
I remember that.
Yeah, they just looked like really, but they've grown like crazy.
But they're awesome trees and they grow pretty fast.
Sometimes putting them in small can be an advantage.
The best time
sometimes. Sometimes.
Less transplant shots.
Maybe we can ask them to have deeper planting holes.
See,
but the usual problem.
No, I'm not the arborist.
Is
here. I'm just saying.
If there's a lot of people around,
with the
smaller ones,
right,
one snap,
easy to break them.
That's why the many people have these steel grates around them, like out here,
right, going up 4 feet or so.
That's just
for
protection.
Maybe deer around here too.
So you like that selection?
Is that
the one
on
the corner? The one on the corner, right outside Noble.
Yeah.
Just being removed. Yeah. Yeah. It's a shame.
Beautiful trees. You can mention that.
I have no questions and no issues outside of what an arborist might have in terms of the plant list.
Is there going to be a fence like around some of the Raphael Uppets and stuff? Will there be? I just was looking at some of the plants and I was thinking, deer, Raphael Uppets, that plant is like ice cream to a deer. They'll come.
No, they're right now.
You guys will figure. Well, you guys can figure that out. Yeah. So it's a beautiful plant. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I don't have any more questions, and I'm ready to make a motion, or if someone else wants to.
I move that we accept the plans as presented.
I second.
Sounds good. All in favor? Unanimous?
To be clear, the minutes are going to reflect that you're recommending approval to the Planning Commission.
Yes. Approval of the application. Or Yeah.
Of the landscaping plan.
Yeah. And yeah, pretty please keep the trees.
Yeah, now the trees are doing very well.
We'll write a letter to OSHA if needed.
I'm sure they'll care.
Big impact.
Hey, you know, those trees are stabilizing that bank.
I know the bulldozer might just tip over and dump into your excavation hole, but can you just save those 5-inch caliber trees?
Well, like I said,
it's really about the workers that are down there.
Yeah, it's safety issues.
Yeah.
But it's... I can't say they drove a nail into the other one.
I'm excited to see this get finished so I can start using that shortcut through the parking lot again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It was one of my elephant paths, and I haven't been able to use it for ages.
Everybody is. Thank you.
Yeah, Copeland was on the parking lot side of that whole block, and then there was a dentist office right there.
Not be here from the Walker Avenue thing?
No.
That surprises me, because that's a lot of trees that they're...
We always encourage applicants to come and represent themselves. They don't always do so.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one from Remix, or even Mix, is there.
I know. I was looking at Starbucks right across their brand new business. I mean, it's not in our domain of interest, but man, I would be upset if I was Jamie.
Yeah,
Jamie.
Jamie's the owner of Remix and Mix and Flip.
Oh, a lot.
One of the big restaurant owners. Her sister also owns Sesame and runs Pie and Vine, and yeah, I mean. Big restaurateurs.
Are they getting a monopoly here on
entrepreneurs? Well, they open good businesses and they create a lot of great jobs in town. They're good people. Tom Beam is on the Conservation Commission.
Are they the same people who are remodeling the building right next door?
Two out.
Remix.
Jamie, Lisa Beam's sister is. Yeah, they're going to create an ice creamery there.
No. Yeah.
Well, and if I read this, the Lithia Way application, is there something that's like going to be residential and then some coffee thing in the base?
There's already a coffee thing.
Because isn't there a coffee thing at the other place?
Yeah.
So it's going to be 34 units of residential. It's required to be commercial downstairs. I don't know if they already have tenants selected or not.
Yeah, there's a coffee shop in the other new building. Wells Fargo or...
Yeah.
No, that doesn't...
Yeah, it's like a bank and a coffee shop, yeah.
No, it's... Yeah,
Pony
a bank
Express
and a coffee
Pony Express,
shop. It's a cute name.
And they also provide free meeting places for
Pony
people.
Express.
Pony Espresso. I saw somewhere in there it was some of that housing was going to be for Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Almost all of it. They're basically... part of the deal is that they're signing a 25-year lease for it.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is... nice because, well, they currently own 50 houses in Ashland and they lease another 50. So this will allow them to at least release some of that back into the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good
Who
news.
Who owns 50 houses in Ashland?
OSF.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of them just little apartments, but yeah.
Fangus Bummer is only here
too. We strayed a little
afield. Yeah, I think they're in Canada, right?
So who... Oh, are we going to talk about this Walker Street?
Let's move... Well... You guys
that's the only other thing, right?
No, there's two more.
The Water Street and Walker.
Oh, Water Street. Oh, yeah.
So let's move to the top of the list just for organization.
Okay.
Perfect.
Calling to order. You guys all ready to move forward?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Calling to order, plan in action, tree, 2019-69. Subject property, 70 Water Street. Owner applicant, Ashen Creek Holdings, LLC. Description, a request for a tree removal permit to remove two trees from a commercial property. The trees requested for removal include two large ash trees, which are in poor health. The applicant included photos and a tree risk assessment form stating that they both have a significant amount of crown death in the canopy. The two trees are marked with survey tape for identification.
So,
any site visits and staff report?
I understood today. He called me and said, I didn't realize I was supposed to mark the trees before the meeting. So I guess someone went to go do a site visit, and I don't know if
I went down.
I tried.
Today.
And okay. I
did they point
the
him out to you or
yeah.
No?
No. Okay.
No, but you could tell.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did go in and talk to the owner, and he pointed them out specifically to me.
Okay, so that must have would have caused him to call me and apologize for not having them marked.
Well, there's no way you could really go see them unless you went into their property.
Yeah, they're right behind there. I did the same.
Yeah.
The
box,
and then I called the on-site person, and she's at work closed, and it's like, okay. But the
they're definitely dead. And I was surprised they didn't apply for three trees.
So the reason they didn't is that once you are applying for more than two trees in the water resource protection area, you need
buffer.
A... I'm sorry?
It's a 50-foot buffer, right?
Well, there's a large buffer, but there's also floodplains that come into play with
okay.
it.
Okay. Sorry for
anyway, once you're asking to remove three trees or more, you need a physical environmental constraints permit, which has cost $1,091. Mm. And so they basically, because he originally came in requesting to remove five trees.
Okay.
And then when they found out the cost of that P&E permit, they basically said, well, two of them are really the necessary ones, and that one's exempt, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they could always just apply for another two next year.
They have to wait, I believe it's an 18-month period. Yeah. Might only be 12 months.
Looks like the bark's falling off. Well, the dead one's definitely dead. Number one, looks like the bark's falling off. Or
who,
is that just the
who,
rapid
you guys
growth?
Both on?
I went.
The only thing I thought they were looked like alders to me. Did you?
Yes.
Well,
I'm not
that,
good at tree identification, but they look
that,
like dead trees.
Oh, okay.
They
had
to that point, while it does say it's an arborist report, he did mention to me that while I have been doing it for 6 years, I'm not an arborist. So maybe he can't identify it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would think, yeah, ashes are more like... Floodplain-y,
yeah,
like, right on the stream.
The owner referred to them
like
as alders. So
alders.
Really? I don't know why
yeah,
they're
that's
called
alder.
Right.
Yeah.
Ashes
yeah.
on the... Yeah, they definitely weren't ashes, and the owner referred to them as alders, so who knows.
Have you guys all read the arborist report? I haven't. Yeah, I don't know if I need to.
They're dead.
They're dead. So, or we're rapidly dying, yeah.
And they're actually quite a risk. One of them is completely leaning over the creek.
Yeah.
And it's going to cause blockage issues on the creek, and also it's potentially going to fall on the other side of the creek where there's, like, artist studios and stuff over there.
Oh.
So I'd say it's definitely,
hazard.
Absolutely get it out of
the hazard, yeah.
Yeah, because wasn't it a big tree branch that blocked the... bridge down here during the flood, and
oh,
that
yeah.
what started the whole dang thing.
Yeah, several of them, I think. Logs. And
yeah. But there's definitely a lot of dead trees back there that probably need to get addressed
yeah.
at
yeah,
some
no
point.
Doubt.
Well, and the tricky part with that is
yeah.
shading over riparian areas,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
etc.
But there's tons of other really big healthy trees there. It's quite crowded, so. Yeah.
So I think. As far as the city, you know, if we approve, they can go ahead with it. But would they still have to contact Freshwater Trust or the Jackson County Code Enforcement or whatever to remove them since they're within that 50-foot buffer of the high water mark?
No. The only agency that really would potentially come involved would be Department of State Lands, but they aren't going to be doing any work in the waterway. And the one thing that they'll be required to do is not remove the root balls because that's important for stream stabilization. So as long as they aren't actually doing work in the waterway or doing any excavation of the stream bank, they don't need additional permits.
Interesting. Yeah, because I thought you're not allowed to remove any vegetation within 20 foot from the upper water.
No, there's provisions in the code that allow for routine pruning and dealing with noxious vegetation
and
weight
hazards and stuff. Okay, cool. Okay. I make a motion to approve the application as submitted.
A second.
However, any mitigation ideas?
You're not required to order mitigation if it's a hazard tree. If it's a tree that's not a hazard, then the code requires mitigation trees to be planted. If it's a tree that has been identified as the tree commission to be a hazard, the language says mitigation may be required.
Okay.
So we can ask for mitigation if we...
We can, yeah.
If it took our fancy.
And if...
Looked like some young trees were coming up, too. Right. Some smaller ones along there. So some natural regeneration is going on.
And what one of the junior staff said years ago, I don't know if it was Corey or I forget who, before Nathan, maybe it was even Derek, but if we use the term recommendation, like we recommend that they do this, that holds more weight that they actually have to actually do it than if we say we suggest that they
right.
do this.
Yeah.
So we could say suggest that they replant, but if you say there's two baby trees underneath, I'd say let's give them the room and give them the light. But it just goes, so...
Like, yeah, kind of a okay. sort of a natural screen side.
Okay, so the original motion of... I motioned to approve the application as submitted.
And I seconded it again.
Cool. And yeas or nays?
All in favor?
All in favor. Cool. Cruise injuries. Okay.
Oh my.
I need to recuse myself. No, I'm not kidding. I'm an anti-corporationist.
Well, you can if you want.
No, I'm kidding.
It's kind of nice to sit out in the office.
Yeah, they closed that one over near there, and then...
There used to be another Starbucks,
yeah,
right?
Where that...
yeah, right down there, right?
There's a Jewish
center
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Used to go there.
It's not there anymore.
No, the Chabad now.
Yeah.
No.
Some Jewish center. But there is a Starbucks in the Albertsons.
Yeah.
No,
in the market.
And there's
a Starbucks
Safeway.
The other one was much better.
And there is one in Safeway. So there's already three here in town.
Yeah.
Oh, four, because there's the one, near the plaza.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not in our purview.
You can never have too much coffee.
Convenience. Yeah.
That's bizarre. Wow.
This was a very extensive arborist report. It took quite a bit of reading.
Hopefully Walmart never tries to build one here.
Yeah.
Anyway. Call to order. Planning action T1 2019 53 512 Walker Avenue. Owner applicant H&J Ashland LLC GPD Group. I would like to read the little blurb just to
go ahead.
Description: a request for site design review approval to remodel the existing approximately 4,000 square foot bank with a drive-up window to a coffee shop with a drive-up window for the property located at Walker. The application includes a request for exemptions to the site development and design standards to allow a 3-foot width landscape buffer along an approximately 35-foot section of driveway adjacent to the trash enclosure where a 5-foot buffer would normally be required, and to the standards for parking lot area design. Material selection and treatment of runoff and landscape mediums and soils. The tree removal permit to remove 9 trees 6 inches in diameter or greater, including 1 16-inch diameter sweet gum street tree. I went there and checked out the property.
By the way, I only have one copy of this. This is a sheet that I should have had included in the packet at 11 by 17. It's in there as a reduction, but it's a little bit illegible. Okay. Not only are you guys casting your judgment on the 9 trees that they're requesting removal of, but you're also making a recommendation similarly to approval of their landscaping plan. And the 8.5 by 11 that's in your packet is just not legible enough.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to pass this around so everyone can have a chance to see it. You can at least see what trees are scheduled to be planted in the areas that are not. So I'd like to have to pass around a little bit.
Is there any information on why they want to remove? It sounds like the black locust along the driveway there.
Yep.
They wanted to remove because they're kind of like weed trees, even though they're pretty cool trees, and they want to basically that's where their trash is going to be. Is that correct?
Trees 1, 2, 3, and 4? No, the trash is in the northeast corner, and the only tree that's affected in that area is tree number 14 and 24, but 24 is, well, 14 for certain.
I was a little confused because there was an initial number of 9 trees given, and then in the arborist report he was saying he didn't recommend the removal of 2 of those trees, and he was only suggesting 7 trees to be removed.
Yeah, so I'm not entirely clear on the exact timeline. My take on it was that the arborist wrote his report, and then there was perhaps some additional site plan work that was done. But I don't have a solid answer for you on that.
Because I was getting confused with the number of trees that
asked
to be removed when they listed all 35 trees on this report and only 7 trees were under consideration. It was like,
so trees 25 and 32 are technically exempt because of their size.
Okay.
So while they are asking for the removal of
9 trees, they only need permission for 7.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
So I think this was in here, and it's just the ones that are white.
That they want to remove?
Yeah.
Oh, then I got that wrong, then. Then I don't have an answer for the difference between 7 and 9.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
So there's 9.
That's somewhere towards the back.
2 of these are so small. This is a 6-inch, and that's a 7-inch. So they don't actually technically require our approval?
No, 6 inches is the threshold.
6-inch. So, so you're just mistaken.
So the only one that's exempt is number 25.
Okay.
And 32.
So then that map is in our packets?
The map with the removals is in your packet as an 11 by 17. The landscape plan, however, is not.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
One thing they need to do there is restore the irrigation, I think the arborist mentions that too. It's, things are dying due to
lack of water.
Yeah, sure looks like it.
Has to fix that right away.
Yeah, right. It's like right now it's in a state of limbo. No,
right.
Nobody's bothering with
it. Someone should go and turn the water on.
Yeah.
Are they going to die if they don't deal with it this summer? They
already lost that nice big maple.
Slightly larger.
Yeah, this you can see. That one.
So that one's the landscaping plan of what's going to be established after the development is done.
Okay.
The red maple.
Well, that's if you turn the water on. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to come out because they're dead.
Yeah.
And they won't need any permission because
that's
they're all
right.
dead.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
Well, the only tree that essentially we all own is the street tree. So if they want to abuse their trees, then I don't think we can stop them. But
we can make a recommendation that the irrigation
sure,
get dealt with ASAP, though, can't we?
Yeah.
So of the trees they want to remove, 22-inch red maple, that's dead. 5-inch northern red oak, that's exempt.
I'm just looking at
you know, what are the trees that are significant. So the sweet gum tree.
Which tree number is that? 19?
19.
Yeah, it was in bad shape.
Dried apron.
Was it in bad shape?
Yeah. In bad shape.
Really? Well, the arborist says it's healthy. but as many negative issues being minor lifting,
seed balls,
minor cracking of the sidewalk. Yeah, seed ball. I mean, there's liquid ambers all over the whole town.
The least of your worries. You're just about to walk past the campus.
Brittle and winter.
It says here, removal requested due to drive apron. So they're not asking for it to be removed because of the tree. They're asking it to be removed because of their design.
Correct. They're making the drive apron wider.
Yep. Is this lady... Oh. This lady, like, stepped over the fence like she was about to jump, but then she just stepped back. Oh. I'm not quite sure what that was about. Sorry to change the subject.
Sorry.
I just got a little concerned for it.
Takes a village.
Don't jump. Yeah, I mean, number 19, they're just listing all the negative things. I mean, they're not listing any positive things about any of that.
I was curious about the removal recommended but on neighbor's property issue.
What do you... Oh, is that...
Seven, eight,
there's a few trees that they've said we'd like to remove this, but it's not on our property, so
they aren't allowed to.
It's not
only
really up to them to even mention those trees.
Yeah, I don't even understand why they do that in there.
Yeah.
They can't.
I mean, what are we supposed to say?
Well, it could just be communication with amongst themselves that kind of. It's in the same forms.
Well, we can't even address that, right?
No.
Yeah.
They aren't requesting to remove them.
Okay, so that's not even anything we have to talk about.
Correct.
Okay.
Great. Are there any... Yeah, weird. So why do they want to remove all the other ones in the parking lot?
Oh, they got their little things.
When you say all of the other ones, which ones are you referring to? I'm only seeing 23, 25, and 28.
Is 24 exempt? Is that... Oh, yeah. So 24 is exempt. 25, 23, and 28. 25... Oh, wait. So that's exempt because it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
28 is...
an outdoor patio, proximity to building. That's why they want to remove it.
10-inch dogwood. Number 28, this tree has significant deadwood throughout the canopy, up to 1-inch diameter. This tree appears to be struggling from drought conditions, too. With proper irrigation fertilizer, I feel this tree could be recovered. This tree also needs to be pruned back away from the building.
Was that 28 you were just reading on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading the arborist
report. That's the one that there was a couple in here where the arborist wasn't agreeing with their actual removal request, so I was kind of a little confused by that.
So he says it's a great tree. Just a little prune out the dead and it's good. That's for 28. The other one was 14, 15. Norway maple, 7 inches. Those are pretty fast growing. I'm not too concerned about that. Cherry plum, 14 inches. That's pretty big.
So they also want us to address whether the tree protection zones are generally adequate.
That was a question from Derek, yeah.
And the staff tree notes, is that this is from you and Derek?
Derek prepared this, yeah.
Looked at them.
Is tree number 16 proposed for removal as recommended by the arborist? That's really a question.
Well, it says removal recommended but not proposed. So 16, I don't believe, is part of the...
I believe the arborist's narrative addressed it, but the actual plan that indicated which trees are to be removed didn't indicate that one to be removed.
So maybe they don't want to.
So we're only talking about a few of these trees that we'll be addressing anyway, right?
It's the ones with the red crosses with on them. Is that correct, Aaron?
Yeah, it's the this 11 by 17 with the red X.
So the red X's are the ones that they want to take.
Correct.
But as you'll see on the arborist report, he says, I recommend tree 16 be removed. However, they didn't actually propose to remove it.
It was not. Hmm.
Page 49 of the PDF is probably going to be the most helpful. Because that has the tree numbers and the red X's of the actual trees that they want to remove. And you can kind of see why, because of their design.
The beanery is right across the street. So all this parking lot and driveway and everything is currently existing.
Mm-hmm.
I think this parking lot down there is not currently existing, but everything else is currently existing. They just want to remove the trees that are currently there.
What's this drive apron?
They're saying it's just on the side of the driveway, which is where it is.
So that's tree number 19.
Just the trees there doesn't get as bad. They're saying let's remove it because it's on the drive apron.
Is that in this
arborist
too? Or?
It's
page number 49 of the PDF. It's right after
it's the 11 by 17 that's in your packet that folds out.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a fine tree.
Okay.
Russell, you thought the sweet gum was funky?
I think sweet gum's a funky blue, right?
That's the one for the apron.
Oh, yeah.
Have they proposed planting new trees? Is that...
That was a landscaping plan that I handed to you.
Okay, and the new trees are marked...
I haven't actually looked at that yet, but... Actually, I'll just go over and look at what you cat. Eric, you might want to take a look at this, too, since you're more knowledgeable about plant selection.
Okay.
So these are ones they're taking out, the red ones, and the new ones are...
I like the
right here.
Photos makes things way easier.
So I can't read that. But,
Prunus, thundercloud cherry plum, cherry laurel, Otto Leuken cherry laurel, and northern red oak. So there's 2 cherry plums, 7 cherry laurels, 24 Otto Leuken cherry laurels, and 3 northern red oaks that they're proposing to plant, as well as 2 Trident maples.
What sizes on the cherry laurel? Because cherry laurel isn't even
cherry,
really.
Cherry laurel, 4-inch height. The Otto Leuken cherry laurel are 24-inch height.
Feet.
Oh, is it feet? It's impossible to
tell. No, that's just they're just shrubs.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Otto Leuken's just a shrub.
Right.
Let's see, that's Quercus, what?
Quercus rubra, that's the northern red oak. They're planting 3 at a 3-inch caliper.
3-inch, that's a big ass
tree.
Where
at on the, where at in the layout?
And the QRs.
The 3-inch cherries are...
The red, the northern red oaks is what we're looking at.
Right there, those two. Yeah, wow.
Those are the cherries or the oaks?
I thought they were the cherries, but I looked at it earlier.
They're, the 3-inch, is there a 3-inch cherry on here too?
The cherry plum are 2-inch caliper.
2-inch, okay. That's a good sized tree for a thundercloud plum too.
So it looks like they're planting way more trees than they're removing.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so in that, and as far as canopy coverage, the overall project will potentially be an improvement.
Where the heck
hang a big net.
I'm sorry.
But the red oak, wow, that's a nice.
Yeah, I like the idea of red oak. Those get big and nice and awesome.
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, I thought I knew which one that was.
They were planting thunderclouds.
Here it is.
Are they
planting thunderclouds?
Here.
Yep.
Okay, great, thank you.
3 of them on there.
Okay, so that's where the red oaks are going, and that's where they're taking out these number 3, 32, and 31.
Dark, real dark.
So they're placing a black locust, a field maple, and an armor maple with the red oaks.
But they're proposing
like a good swath.
Oh, yeah, I was surprised when I saw the 3-inch caliper on there. That is a big tree.
That's a really big tree.
Yeah, it's...
at time of planting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they want they want something there right away. They probably saw the boar's place and said, we got to creep up with the boars.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know,
we've got to spare a few $100,000. Yeah. Let's keep up with the boars.
I mean,
for plants.
If they pluck out all those current trees, the place would be pretty gnarly. Trees make a place.
Yeah,
they really make it way more welcoming.
Well, it sounds like the arborist, who I'm assuming is going to be doing this project, including the irrigation plan, is going to probably improve the irrigation, the pre-existing irrigation, which is not sufficient for the trees that are already there right now. So,
well, the arborist better not be doing that unless he's licensed as an irrigation.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be working on the irrigation.
Oh, he's just doing the tree removal.
Well, he did the tree risk. He did the tree assessment.
Oh, it's GPD, the designers that are doing.
Oh,
that.
Gosh, no, no. I know where the
you know, honestly, for me, it's a lot of information to absorb all at once. You know, reading Willie's thing, you know, the little trees, so sort of like, okay, they're probably going to, if we don't approve it, they're going to come back and haunt us with another application. And the larger trees, I'm a little more concerned about. You know, the sweet gum, to me, it's like, yeah, it's on the edge of the parking lot. It's an already existing tree. You know, it's lived in the sidewalk, grind the sidewalk. To me, that's kind of how I feel about it.
I don't know. Russell says ugly.
Yeah.
Russell.
They're pretty fast-growing trees, too, so it's not like it's an old oak that you're pulling out.
Right.
I mean, I hate to advocate for a tree's removal, but I'm just saying it's a sweet gum which will grow very fast, and it's.
But what are they going to put in that exact spot?
Is that going to be one of the 3-inch?
In that exact spot, they are putting.
Because whatever they put there is going to be a public tree.
One PC, which is a cherry plum, a 2-inch caliper cherry plum, right there.
Which are those just standard red leafy plums?
Yeah, I mean, but a two-inch tree is nothing to scoff at. You know, that's a pretty good-sized tree.
But it'll never be a large tree at mature stature.
No, but
no,
it
it's
be
not going to be as tall
four,
and beautiful
six, seven
as
years,
this sweet
be a pretty nice tree.
Gum.
Especially if the sweet gum, and I haven't seen it, but if Russell says it's an ugly tree, I mean.
What did you say about it? It didn't look like it was in good health, or it was just a crappy shape? Or
it was just not a good shape. And also, it's going to create problems going for people pulling in and out.
You guys cool if I read the arborist report about that?
Yeah,
about the sweet gum?
Sure.
Yeah.
16-inch DBH. This tree is healthy, but has many negative issues. Being next to the sidewalk, as this one is. See, arborists rarely point out the positive aspects, but anyway, many negative issues being next to the sidewalk as this one is. There appears to be minor lifting of the sidewalk panels and cracking of the asphalt driveway, likely caused from the roots of this tree. This species is notorious for having an invasive root system that lifts sidewalk panels and buckles asphalt nearby. The seed pods of this tree are spike balls 1 or 2 inches in diameter and create tripping hazards in pedestrian areas. This tree has 2 limbs impacting highway traffic that are six inches in diameter. Each, there are visible marks from vehicles striking them. The tree has a heavy lean out over the highway. There are minimal dead limbs, but there are signs of limbs having broken out of the tree. This is also typical of this species, as the seed are heavy in the summer, located at the end of the branches, and the wood is soft. In the winter, they often break limbs as well due to the corky winged bark. That catches wind and snow, creating heavier loads on the tree than most other species. This tree has been marked for removal in this remodel project. Removal of this tree will not have a significant impact on erosion, soil stability, flow of surface waters, protection, adjacent trees, blah, 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 blah. This removal also will not have significant negative impact on the tree, density, size, canopies, and species within 200 feet.
I think so.
It almost like that's just like.
Here's a visual of it if you wanted. I just went to Street View and you can kind of see. That's the one you're talking about, Russell?
Yeah.
When it doesn't have leaves on it.
Yeah, I mean, sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like the biggest tree there.
Yeah.
And it's a public tree. If we do motion to remove that tree, I would like to see a bigger tree at a mature state than a pond.
One of the things they're probably considering is visibility, as it's a driveway that they're right. trying to turn into. Although this tree, I don't think, would create any visibility problems in terms of traffic turning in, because the limbs are pretty high up.
Mm-hmm. Be like calling a lunar tree.
You know, I say take the tree and make them mitigate a larger tree and not a plum. You know, like a large maple or a large...
What about these red... Oak. They've lost a couple of red maples in here that they're removing. What about a couple of nice
That'd
red maples?
That would be a good tree, I think.
Yeah. Beautiful. And maybe an Armstrong. Or how about an autumn blaze or an autumn flame, something that grows really super fast.
There's no electrical lines or anything above it there, so something that grows nice and tall.
Yeah, big.
What do you think, Peter?
I like, the maple or possibly another one of the oaks maybe would be a nice tree there, too.
A red oak?
Yeah, probably one of the red oaks, eastern.
Yeah, if they had another red oak, I'd be good with that, too, especially if it was 3-inch.
3-inch caliper red oak instead of the... cherry plum.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that tree personally.
How do red oaks interact with sidewalks? Better than sweet gums?
I don't think most of the oaks are not real bad for
drought resistance.
They're going to go down
in that water.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. I like that.
I definitely go with that.
I think.
Where's the other red plum? Does anyone know? I can identify this one here.
I wish they planted something other than that red plum.
Red plums, yeah, they're bloody everywhere and they're so messy too. I don't know why you'd want to put a red plum over a sidewalk because they drop those.
Yeah.
They're really messy.
They're really a messy, filthy tree. I'm sorry, I can't stand all this.
I feel the same.
I'm a personal vendetta against those trees.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. So the other red plum is in this area right here in kind of the northeast corner, right near where it says do not enter.
Looks like a better place for one there.
Well, yeah, at least there's no foot traffic there.
Put an amendment on the motion.
What's another tree that they could do other than a plum? I mean, almost anything.
I like plums when you can eat them.
Yeah, those aren't very good plums for eating.
No, you can't. They're a little tart.
I mean, let's say, are there any, they're taking out maples, we said that, we've got the four northern red oaks that we talked about. What about, instead of the plum stone, we'd like them to plant some autumn blaze maple, 2-inch size, instead of plums. I mean, those plums are really a messy tree.
Mature canopy size is there room for that?
Well, that's a good question. But the plums
are possibly their landscape. I mean, they have hired a landscape company to.
Yeah, that's probably the people that have all their Starbucks that are out of town that are looking at it. They haven't seen the site personally.
Remote.
So this area where the other plum is going, right here, actually has a quite large planting area around it with just shrubs and grasses, etc. in there. So I don't know if, and it's also replacing the only other big tree that's in there. If you look at the street picture, that's another big tree that's going to be coming out. That's number 24, I believe. That's probably this pre-existing.
24 is back by the dumpster.
Yeah, and I was just looking at that.
It's currently dead, probably due to drought.
Oh, yeah, but it was one of the taller trees on the lot also. So I'm just, so you know,
they,
I'm
they
just
have
saying,
a big, tall tree
rather
there.
Than plum, you know, wherever they've got plum, cherry plum, just they do a
autumn blaze maple.
Autumn blaze
Florida's
maple
tree.
Or a...
And they're fast. They're really fast.
You know, we've got to be careful of, like, setting a precedent, because we've approved a lot of applications that had cherry plums. So, you know, are we trying to increase the canopy size? Are we trying
I think
to
we're trying to, yeah, replace the height that they're... And cherry plums aren't going to grow very tall.
All right.
And we're trying to replace the height of these two very big, tall trees, so we're trying to... Create a shade area. That to me, that's the only reason I'm kind of
okay.
Like looking at these. These are the really big tall trees that are coming out.
Yeah.
And if we just say, yeah, do all this, but can you put two tall trees where you've taken these tall trees out? Does
yeah,
that,
like that
seem fair?
I think that's fair. Absolutely.
That's like
and the other thing I wanted to mention.
The suggestion is to use that tree, maybe. I mean, if you don't want to be quite that.
Yeah, it can be suggested instead of.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention is, so let's say this application came with just the request to remove the sweet gum, the street tree.
Mm.
Would anyone feel differently about it one way or the other if that was the case?
I don't understand.
Like if they just came to us and said, hey, we want to remove this sweet gum, tree number 19, because it's slightly lifting the sidewalk.
That isn't the reality of the plan, right. Though. Because the way the circulation is redesigned and the reuse of the property...
And they're planting dozens of other trees. Yeah, I would feel differently if they're just going to pull out a tree for no good reason, but they're pulling out a tree and they're planting a whole bunch of other trees, and if they're, you know, they're willing to take a suggestion about a tree that's going to match the height of the one they're removing, then...
It seems to me like their mitigation is really fair.
Yeah.
Is anyone ready to make a motion?
Sure.
I don't know quite how I'd form it, but let's see... I'd make a motion to approve this with the changes being add another red oak in the 3-inch caliper.
I'm sorry, where?
Instead of the cherry plum on the sidewalk that's replacing
number
the
19.
Sweet gum.
Yeah. With a red oak?
Yep.
Okay.
Number 19 is the sweet gum, yeah.
Yep.
And... To have with a suggestion to replace two of the plums with autumn glazed maple 2-inch caliper. A suggestion. Is a suggestion less than a recommendation?
Yeah.
Okay, suggestion. I don't want to upset.
Doesn't quite make sense what you're saying though, because they only have two cherry plums proposed. So if
and
one of those is where you've said the we wanted the red oak. So
then one. I apologize.
So what I have written is recommend approval of the tree removal and proposed landscaping plan with the following recommendations. One, that the irrigation system be put into working order as soon as possible. I captured that from your earlier remarks.
Mm-hmm.
And to prevent further tree death. And two, that the tree to replace number 19, the sweet gum, be replaced with a red oak instead of a cherry plum indicated on the proposed landscaping plan.
Awesome.
And what about one of the cherries being replaced with a larger stature tree?
There were two. Could we suggest that we replace the other plum, that they replace the other plum with a 2-inch... caliper, autumn blaze maple.
Yeah. Okay, so which what is
it, and that's the tree number 24, I
24?
Believe. Yeah, it's in that. It's a little hard to tell because it totally changes. It's basically they're taking out 24, 14, and 15 in that area,
and replacing it right there.
And they're putting it just the one cherry plum there. So where they have the other cherry plum on the northeast corner of the property. Autumn blaze.
Morning sun.
Autumn Blaze. Right.
And that handles sidewalk or asphalt heat.
Okay.
It's in a very large planting area.
Yeah. Morning Blaze.
Autumn Blaze. Just to, and the reasoning for that was to get.
Is there a better name for that? Just Autumn Blaze.
Acer Rubrum
Autumn Blaze.
Autumn Blaze.
I'm just going to leave it off with. And three, that the cherry plum to be planted in the northeast corner of the property be replaced with an autumn blaze.
Maple.
Autumn blaze maple? Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry.
They're actually and Acer X Freemani Jeff's Red. Oh, it's Monrovia.
What?
And, I mean, our reasoning behind that is to just sort of emulate the large stacks of trees that are currently there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And those, so I don't know if that has to be in the.
Yeah. Just in case they're curious about why.
Okay. Cool.
Not because we think we're better landscape designers than they. It's just we're trying to match the canopy.
So it was sort of a group effort. do we actually have an individual?
We don't have a second yet.
I second. All in favor. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Awesome. The reason I wondered is that group effort is like, well, we didn't have anything to do with that. Right. One of us.
No, I think Aaron's probably got it.
You know what? I'm not trying to.
Keeping an eye on the tree roots.
Thank you.
The whole time.
I was just trying to capture it all.
Over the roots, the excavation, and cut the roots.
I appreciate that you don't make us restate it exactly. I've been in meetings where they say, and now you have to restate it exactly. And I'm like, it's like trying to memorize my lines.
That's still important. I think we might do that in the fall. It was just such a.
I'm willing to have to reread
it. Time of year to put a new tree on. If we change it, better do it right now.
They would want to put a conifer in there. What I said is what I wanted to say.
Perfect.
Okay.
There was so much. People are upset that we lost Christmas tree.
Right.
So
there's nothing on the discussion.
I think that would have a tough time.
There's no street tree removal permits, although that one.
Yeah, I'll bring that up.
Yeah, but it was looped into the type two.
Okay.
Yeah, with all that auto traffic.
Yeah, that's it might be part of the pine there, as well as its irrigation was.
Our next meeting is August 8th. Is that?
Yeah, because it got really dry.
And we want to come early to get to the next meeting, right? At 5 and have an ad hoc.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my wedding anniversary.
Is it?
Is it really?
What kind of grass did you put in it?
Well, we can
have
the anniversary.
Yeah, I think it's.
I don't think it's a particularly glorious number that we're celebrating this year. Although every year is a victory, right?
No, but this song, beautiful color.
Yeah,
it's nice having you here.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was.
Yeah. Extends the meeting by at least an hour.
Might be something.
Yeah, I
wasn't really in on the grass.
But if you can't make it, as long as Chris can come,
Yeah, well, I want to be
keeping those things watered
up on this. I can do is at least come for the subcommittee.
So the irrigation's all
part of the meeting because I want to be consistent about my
computer.
That'd be cool. But that's a month away. It's too. We don't need to think about that now.
We'll figure it out. We're smarter than we look.
Yeah.
Are we adjourned?
So before we adjourn, Derek mentioned that I don't know if I'm just the only one that got this. It's the guideline for tree protection for the city of Medford.
Yeah.
He was saying they're substantially.
Yeah, we all got that at the beginning of the ad hoc.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Did you guys read it?
Kind of like it.
Do we want to adopt it?
It seems like maybe that was probably going to require more discussion. And so maybe what we can do is make sure everyone has this for the next meeting, and the subcommittee can recommend whether we want to adopt it in the at the next meeting.
I don't think we can, as a subcommittee, I think it should be saved for a discussion item.
I'll put it on a future discussion.
Put on, on the agenda.
That sounds great.
So we have time to look at that too.
Awesome. That sounds great.
We don't want to be like,
because I've gotten phone calls like, what is going on the street? Like, people saying that basically, you know, it makes the tree commission look pretty bad if people are supposed to protect the trees and they're not being protected.
Well, yeah, and shit happens,
and, like,
too.
The fence is just right.
Sometimes
the
roots get cut. And
then, like, 2 years later, they're
dead.
Like, what happened at the plaza?
Well, we can't do it all.
In the plaza, there was trees that had supposed tree protection down there, but they didn't make the grade in terms of surviving the construction of the new pavers.
Yeah.
No, on the previous work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had the...
Well, and what's
new
the deal
work
with
there?
The... Maybe I brought this up last month, but why are they pulling out the sidewalks?
To give the trees more dirt, right? Isn't it?
In the plaza?
Yeah, like along that strip.
That had to be ADA accessible. Wasn't that a big...
I think that was part of it, but I think it was also, you know, fairly beat up. I think it was a capital improvement project that's been planned for some time, but I can get more detail for you.
I thought it was to stop the protesters from lining up there every...
Yeah.
Helps people from enjoying the grass.
That's the paranoid interpretation.
Yeah.
Probably more comfortable to stand on the grass to protest anyway.
Well, and that's another thing, you know, getting back to the trees on 4th Street, anytime people are walking on soil, we have more PSI, you know, more pounds per square inch of compaction than a bulldozer, supposedly. Like, bulldozers are designed to actually compact not very much at all. They're relatively low.
I'd like to see the physics on that.
I don't know.
It's pretty easy to calculate the weight of a bulldozer versus the square, the area of that it's compressing. You'd be able to work out the pressure per square inch or whatever.
Exactly.
I can't imagine a person walking across this. Has
actually depends on the type of equipment. Some equipment is specifically designed to not have a heavy impact, but some are. So.
Anyway, what I'm getting to is anytime we have basically a
puts people on grass,
cultural factor of people walking across grass. The reason why grass dies, when people walk on it, it compacts it, and eventually it's just, there's no gas exchange, and it dies, and then you got dirt packed. I'm a little concerned about that with the 4th Street trees, with decomposed granite.
Oh.
You know, if people just start walking on that,
it's going to get really compacted. Because that's what decomposed granite does, is it
compacts. Like crazy,
So,
it's being worked on, I believe, by Mike Oxendine to try to incorporate some of James Irvin's recommendations for the trees on 4th Street by basically the sidewalks get lifted, pull out the sidewalks and put DG. Allow water in.
Those rubber mats wouldn't do that.
If it gets compacted, then those trees are going to be worse off. I'd rather just repave the sidewalk another 25 years and have the same machine.
Is anybody in the city responsible for going around and noting which street trees are dying?
Did some sort of maintenance with street trees, but to answer your question with regards to the city at large, it's largely driven by complaints.
Yeah.
So no, there's not someone out there patrolling the general health of street trees. Aside from whatever it is.
I want to complain about too.
Parks just does the public street, like downtown.
Just the downtown area?
But those other trees are private trees. They're street
trees.
Well,
the ones I'm thinking of are, let's see, 2nd Street and Lithia.
Okay.
On the left-hand side as you're heading north. There are two street trees right by that parking lot. And they're really gasping for life. They need to be removed.
Do you mean the Elks parking lot?
Yeah.
Right near where people drop their mail in the boxes?
No, not that one. The one on the other side.
Hmm. Oh, towards the church? Oh, weren't those a part of the meeting last 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the labyrinth?
He's talking about on Lithia, right?
No, not on Lithia.
They're on 2nd.
On 2nd.
Right behind the pharmacy then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. I don't remember. No, there's
two that were in that area where the Calmer Cypress last time that were up against the building, the ice cream shop.
That's First Street.
Right, that's what we talked about last minute.
Yeah, he's talking about Second Street.
I'm talking about Second Street.
But there was also some street trees towards the Labyrinth.
Yeah, but they were on the other side. They're on the Labyrinth side. He's talking about on the Elks parking lot side.
So Second and Lithia, right?
Yeah.
They're on the west side of Second?
Yes. Yeah, okay. The west would be right.
So yeah, and then if people aren't taking care of the trees,
scrawny,
you know,
I just went
says,
down
hey,
to today when I was...
So, like, everything in our... Land use ordinance is complaint-based enforcement. If someone were to call me up, in fact, I got a call the other day that said, hey, my neighbor cut down a redbud tree that was in the parking row, and I passed that over to code enforcement, and then it's code enforcement's issue to go after them with a citation and get them to replace it. I don't know the mechanics of whether there's fines involved or whatever else, that's Andrew's job, but all of that type of enforcement action is driven by complaints.
So it sounds like if we notice... something's not right with a tree. Okay. We think something should be done. We can contact code enforcement.
Or you're more than happy to contact me, and I can pass it off to Andrew as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I just was wondering if there was someone that, when they were driving around, was
nope.
Well, was it Peter?
As a city employee, it's a lot easier to drive around.
Yeah. Just like the police.
Okay.
But I noticed a lot of stuff going on with the school district trees, which we don't have jurisdiction over or whatever, not recommending power over. But yeah, there's a lot of trees going downhill quick. And usually by the time you notice it, it's way too late.
Yeah, well, as I say, these look like they need to be ripped out.
I'll
check
A much bigger hole dug. And
I've noticed some of the street trees have the big brown watering bags on them now.
Really?
A couple of the new ones there, yeah, right.
Watering technique.
Right, and
who's maintaining that? Is it the property owner refilling those bags?
No, we're doing that. There are a number of other trees, just recent plantings.
I see. Got it.
Most of them are not street trees; they're in the parks or. Number of them at those trees at the golf course we did last spring. We put a.
How long does that one of those bags last?
They takes like 8 hours or so to drain 15 gallons.
And then how often do you have to fill it?
We've been doing it twice a week lately.
Twice a week.
Yeah,
that's good.
So trying to.
That's a lot of work.
It's pretty time consuming. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we adjourned?
We haven't gotten motion yet.
We can adjourn whenever you guys want to.
I'm ready.
Motion that we adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Sweet, guys. That was
great. Right,
thank you. So is Chris still on the commission? He just
yeah,
he hasn't made it.
He was leaving town tomorrow, and his wife's birthday was tonight. So didn't make it.
Thank you, everyone.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, social obligation.
Thank you.
Yeah.